Hi, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I love medical device sales. Hopefully you do too, but I want to tell you one of the reasons I really love it. I love it because it's competitive. And if you have a competitive spirit, a competitive nature, well, you could do some serious good in this business. But a lot of medical reps don't really do all of the things that they need to do to win. I mean, oh sure, they've got the right attitude and they go to the company for training and they learn their products. But there's one thing that's really, really lacking. Something that the winners do consistently and those that are just middle of the road really don't do that much if they do it at all. Do you know what it is? It's practice. You might be saying to yourself, Mace, I take time to learn my product. I study my product. I even get the product out and make sure that I know it inside and out. Great. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is practicing presenting that product before you ever engage the customer. Practice. You see, here's something that I have learned, and gosh, I wish I could drum this into everybody's head, because if you understood this, it would make such a difference in your sales efforts and your sales results. There is a huge difference between knowing and understanding your product and being able to present it effectively. I'm going to say that again because it's so freaking important. There is a huge difference between knowing and understanding your product and being able to present it effectively to a prospect or customer. The only way you could present it effectively is by practicing over and over and over. Have you ever played any sports or maybe a musical instrument? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But if you have, you understand what I'm talking about. The first time you sit down to play the piano, it is awkward. It is difficult. You could sit in a class on musical theory and you could understand how to put chords together and everything about rhythm and composition, but until you sit down and actually try to play, you're not going to be able to play. And here's where the big gap is in medical device sales. Your company, most companies in general, do a fantastic job on product training. They'll show you how to position your product, what to talk to your customer about, how to position it against the competition, how to overcome objections. Again, they'll tell you how to overcome objections. But until you actually practice overcoming those objections, responding to them in a very realistic situation, you don't realize how hard it is. A big difference between knowing and doing. So how do you close that gap? How do you close that gap? And should you? Let me ask you this. If you were going to go out and play tennis against someone who you know to be a really good tennis player, and a lot was on the line, let's say that $100,000 was on the line, would you go out and practice before you ever got on the court with this other player? Hopefully you said yes, because if there was a lot of money on the line and you weren't going to practice, you'd be a fool to get on the court without practicing. Let's talk about your job. Is there money on the line? Well, yeah. If you make the sale, you stand to earn a commission or to hit bonus. If you don't make this sale, you lose. So who are you competing against? Well, you're competing against two people, or two different entities, I should say. You're competing against the competition, certainly, those people and companies out there who sell what you do. But you're also, in a way, competing against your prospect and the status quo. We know how doctors and other clinicians are in medicine. If they have something that's working, they don't want to change. And they will fight you. They will find every excuse, every reason not to try your product. And trust me, they've had a lot of practice doing it because they get to see a lot of sales reps day in, day out. They know how to say no in 76 different languages. But what about you? You know your product, you think you understand it, you think you have all the answers, but a lot of times when you go in there and present it to the customer, you don't even know what's going to come out of your mouth. You don't know what you're going to say. And if you think you know what you're going to say, it often doesn't come out of your mouth the way you wanted it to because you haven't done it before or you haven't done it consistently before. In other words, you haven't practiced. This is such a critical thing, yet few sales representatives do it. Look at any sports team in the world. Do they ever go on the field without practicing? Of course not. It would be stupid. One of the things I do in my capacity as a medical sales trainer is to ride with salespeople in the field. And I am amazed at how many salespeople I meet that before we go to see the customer, they are extremely confident. They've been doing this for a while. They're comfortable doing what they're doing. But then they'll get in front of the customer and the customer will throw them a curveball. The customer will give them a very powerful reason not to buy or throw some other objection at them. And all of a sudden, all that confidence goes out the window. Do you know why? Because the sales representative is caught off guard. Without practice, you have to manufacture what you're going to say, what you're going to do, what you're going to respond at that moment. And it makes you look pretty clumsy, and it makes you look like you're lacking confidence in front of your customer. And one thing we know about medical customers is that when it comes down to doing business with different sales representatives, with different companies, they have to feel confident about doing business with you. And they want to do business with sales representatives who exude confidence themselves. Practice is so critical because I don't care who you are. When you practice something and you go through the frustration of learning and you get to a level of competency, nothing, I repeat, nothing is going to shake your confidence. It all comes down to practice. And here's the truth. And you could listen to it and do something about it, or you can ignore it. But this is the way it is. If you practice more than your competition, you're going to beat them. You got to be better than them. And the only way to get better is to outperform them. And the only way to outperform them is to practice harder and better and more frequently than they do. And I'm willing to bet, because I've been in this industry a long time, that your competition is not practicing. You want to beat them? Start practicing your presentation so that you don't even have to think about it. It's second nature. No matter what objection you're hit with, no matter what question the customer asks you, you know how to respond comfortably, confidently, competently, because you practiced it over and over and over. Now, are there ways to do this? Yeah, absolutely. And if you'd like to give me a call, I'll tell you some very effective ways of practicing. And if you're a manager or a VP of sales or a trainer for a company, I have a way of practicing that you can monitor, that you can absolutely hone it down to a sales message that is the perfect sales message, and then you can make sure that your sales force is practicing. You can monitor it to make sure that they're practicing effectively. And if you need to shift gears or to focus on those who are having some difficulty, you'll be able to do it. But without a culture of practice in your company, or without your own personal culture of practice, you are doomed to mediocrity. That's just the way it is. If you want to talk more about it, give me a call at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. And I'll describe a way of practicing that is foolproof. It's been documented by a university study, and it will absolutely produce results for your company and your sales efforts. So if you're serious about kicking the competition's butt, then get off your own butt and practice. Thanks for spending some time with me on this edition of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. If there's anything I could do to help you out, please send me an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And remember that as you go through your career in medical device sales, that nothing, I mean nothing, is ever more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. Get good at what you do. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.